The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Do what you can to stabilize the posture. Take a few easy deep breaths, taking the time to fill and empty the lungs a few times. And then eventually allow the breathing to continue on its own. And let's begin our practice tonight with some mindfulness of hearing. So training your mind, the awareness to rest in the experience of hearing. Remembering that the sounds are being heard here and now. You don't need to send your attention out to the sounds. And we don't need to name the sounds. And see if it's possible to leave the sounds that are being known, to just leave them alone. Let them come and go. In a sense, we're learning to trust the mind's natural sensitivity to hearing. In a way, it's effortless, the hearing. It just happens. And even hearing has a feeling tone, so noticing that hearing feels like this. It's pleasant, it's unpleasant, or neutral. Just notice that. See if it can be okay that it feels like this now. Opening to hearing, and then when you're ready, opening to the sensations of the body, sitting, this great ocean of physical sensations that are constantly shifting, intensifying, weakening, coming and going. And part of this ocean of physical sensations is the movement of the breath right here in the body. Feel the natural rhythm of the breathing process. And without needing to get tight, simply tracking the sensations of breathing in, tracking the ordinary sensations of breathing out, It might be feeling the touching as the air comes in and out of the nostrils. It might be feeling the sensations of the abdomen rising and falling. It might be feeling the whole body together with each in-breath and each out-breath. There's this very particular effort. It's the effort to remember, to recognize breathing in is like this, breathing out is like this. Not the idea of the breath, not a mental image of the breath, but the actual sensations of breathing in, the actual bodily sensations while breathing out. Being interested in the continuity of mindful awareness with the breath, with the bodily sensations, and noticing what gets in the way. And see if those distractions can be used as just the next object that's being known. Oh, this is being known. It feels like this. Can this be okay? And if something persistently arises and confuses the mind, disturbs the mind, then see if you can name it clearly. Oh, this is being known. So you can even use the word this, but if you can name it more specifically, is a way of framing the actual phenomena that's coming and going, and to realize it's just something being known and it feels like this. Well, can that be okay? Is it okay to relax and be present, be intimate, and to let it come and go on its own? So we're going to continue in silence now for the rest of the set. continuity of present moment awareness. Use your anchor of the breath and the body. You can use hearing, full body awareness. Be willing to begin again and again. And be interested in what's in the way of the continuity of awareness. And for the last couple minutes, let's allow the eyes to open if they've been closed. Just sit in as relaxed as you can be, eyes open. Now we're not intentionally directing the attention anywhere, just in a sense being open. Seeing is being known, just letting that be. Hearing is also being known. And of course, sensing the body sensations. And mental activity, whatever that is like, that can also be known. Remembering to recognize what the mind is knowing, but not directing the attention, not telling the mind what to know, just noticing what is predominant, what is the mind knowing, and can it be okay? Just be left alone. Just for another minute or so.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.